Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Daf Shvuah Ksubis. Daf Peivav Amid Beis, and we're starting at the bottom of the Amid right after the Mishnah. Shvuah, Ma'avidita, the Mishnah is talking about that he wrote in the Ksuba that he's pattering her from a Shvuah. So, what Shvuah are we referring to? Amr Yehud Amr Rab. Now we're starting Pei Zayin. Al Apitrapa Shenasis B'chai Baila. So it's he's absolving her from swearing on this that he made her an apitrapis on his nechasim, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. And Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravu Al Pegemz Ksubasa. He's patting her if she gets paid up partially, she won't have to swear about the rest. Also Rav Mordechai Amar Lushmatikam Ed Ravashi. So Rav Mordechai said to Ravashi. So he said like this: Mishlam Amar Rav Pegemz Ksubasa. So if we're talking about that he's absolving her from a shvuah if she gets paid up partially, so it makes sense that you'll write that in the ksuba when you're getting married, because the maskadai to dama mustarchli zuzu v'shikolnim ksubasai, because it's something that she will think about, that perhaps I'll need money and I'll get it from my ksuba. So she wants him, she asks him to pater her from those shuas. But Barmalek, so I've lead Lemish Basli, and that I don't have to, you're not going to make me swear. But if we're talking about the fact that she'll become an apitropis while her husband's alive, at the time when she got married, did she know the mice of apitropis that she's going to make her an apitropis, the Barmalek, that she starts telling him, so I've lead Lemish Basli, right, that you're not going to make me swear? So Barmalek, Atun Hachamasli, you had this machlokes on our Mishnah, but Anan, Ahamastin Allah, we have it on our Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah. After his death, she goes back home, or she goes to her in-laws. So she didn't become an abitrapis, the Yerushim can't make her swear, but she became an abitrapis. Yerushim Meshbina said the Yerushim could make her swear, they can make her swear only on one, from there, that point and on, but not on the past. So what's the past? It means the you can't make her swear about an apitropis that she was in the time of her husband's lifetime. But between Misa and Kura, you do make her swear anything that happened then. And Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Bein Misa Kura Lo Mishbin La. Even Misa and Kura, you don't you don't make her swear. Da'amri Naharda Il Kargal Mizain La Kura Mizabinim La Chrasta. When you have to pay a head tax, or you have to get food, or you have to bury, we don't make an achrasta. We don't delay the process because it has to be done quickly. So we sell without any kind of evaluation. So here too, we don't make her swear about what she did because she was in a rush. Okay. So it turns out that there's no machlokes according to this. One was just explaining the Reisha of Mishnah, that the Shua and the Reisha of Mishnah is Pagamis, and the other is explaining the Sefer of the Mishnah, that over there, the Shua that we're talking about is Apitropos B'chaya Bailo. So Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yechiya, the law neder, the law shua. If you write in that there is no neder and there's no shua, who in Yechol Shbiya? That just means he can't make her swear. Al Yerushim Shbiya, and I say his Yerushim could make her swear. But if you write Niki neder, Niki shua, you're clean of shua, neder and shua. Then that means that Ben Hu Ben Yerushim Shbiya, and I said the Yerushim and him can't make her swear. Achakar Mala Mankes Mishua, so you're clean of any kind of shua. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yechiya, the law neder, the law shua, who in Yechol Shbiya, Al Yerushim Shbiya, and I said if you say the law neder, the law shua, so he can't make her swear, but the Yerushim could. Niki neder, niki shua. But if you say you're clean from a neder and clean from a shua, bein hu bein Yerushim Meshbiya, I said that actually both him and the Yerushim could be Meshbiya her, because what they really mean is achak karmala niki nafshach b'shua. So clean your name with clear your name with a shua. So you have to do a shua. Shalach Rav Zaka the Marokva. Differently, bein de la neder, bein de la the niki shua, bein de la neder, bein de niki neder, benichsi. If you say those lashonis, and you refer to my nechasim in general, so then it's who and yachal hashbi. You can't be mashbi her. Aval yosh mashbi nasi yoshim could be mashbi her. But if you say nichse elain, you specify regarding these particular karka or whatever. Bein hu bein yoshim mashbi nasi. Then being that you specify this karka, then it refer then it covers even the yoshim too. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Rav Bishal Miriam. No, bein de la shvua, bein de niki shvua, bein de la neder, bein de niki neder, bein minichse, bein nichse alain. Doesn't make a difference. Bein hu, bein yerush, bein mishbin. I say never can they make her swear, but that is essentially what it should be. Abba Ma'as Asher Emrucham Abal Parm Nichse Semim Efrela Bishvua. Chazal said that if you come to pay, get paid from nichse semim, you have to make a shvua, and that overrides everything. Speaking of Amri Lamasita, some say there was a Brisa. Abishal ben Miriam, Amad Loi Shua, Ben La Shua, Ben the Niki, Shua, Ben La Neder, Ben the Niki Neder, Ben the Chasa, Ben the Chasa Yaglein, Ben Hu, Ben Yerushim, Emej, Ben Oysa, Ben Maasa, Shoy, Amr Chacham, Ben Bala Form, Nixi, Sem, Mifrel, Bishua. Amr Nachma, Shua, Locha, Given Abra Miriam, that you have to swear, Emi Miriam, you have to swear no matter what, if it's after, if he's coming to be Nifra from the assignment. Zok the Mishnah, Pagam is Ksubas, let Tifrel, Bishua. If you're Pagam is Ksubas, you have to pay, you have to make, the rest you have to get with a Shua. If there's an Edechim saying that it was paid, you have to make a Shua. If you're coming from the Yisaimim, or to the Chasim that were sold, or he's not around, she has to pay, make a Shua. Now the Mishnah is going to explain all the cases. What's the case of Pagam? It says, he's told her, I paid up already. No, I only got 100. The rest she has to get, make a Shua to get. Edachem ida she peruah v'nedach. It is made that she is paid up. Case that has ksubas elav zuz or ksubas 1,000 zuz. Armelas kabalti ksubas zacha. You got your ksuba. V'ya meres leis kabalti. She says I didn't get it. Edachem ida she peruah v'nedach. It is made that she was paid the tifrael b'shua. Mechasim shabadim case that what's mechasim shabadim macher mechasim lacherim. He sold his mechasim to others. He nefras from lekuchas. She's coming to take the karak away from lekuchas. The tifrael b'shua she has to swear. Menechsi sem case that what's the case of menechsi sem menich. Macy died. Menich lechasim lechasim left over his possessions to the Yisemim. Vina for asking the Yisemim, she's getting paid up from the Yisemim, but Tifrela B'Shua, she has to make a Shua. Shalab B'Fana, what's the case of Shalab B'Fana? Halachalam didn't see, I mean, if Shalab B'Fana, he went away, and she's getting paid up when he's not there, and if Shalab B'Shua. We just went to that pizan and beis. Reb Shimon Aimer calls man she to ask subasa hayosh mashbinosa. Anytime she's tevarek suba, the yosh can make her swear. The man to ask subasa, but if she's not being tevarek suba, any yosh mashbinosa, the yosh can make her swear. And the Gemara will explain what this means. Zokti Mora Samaram Racham Lameim Meshua Deraisa. So Rav Racham thought that the case of pigemes is a shua minatera. Why the katan mesayim? He's saying you're pater from I paid you the whole thing. We come meidus labameya, and she's meidus that no, you paid 100, but not the rest. So Havla Hadab Mixatina, she's being made in part of his taina, but Khala Maidu Mixatani Shaman, and if you're made with mixes, you have to swear Shua de Raisa. So what's the difference between a Shua de Raisa and a Shua de Rabbanan? Rashi says here the Nafkamina is that Lema Pchina Lay, which means you can't flip the Shua on the other person. Other Nafkamina says that whether you have to do a Nikita Schaifetz and other differences like that. So Amar Rava, Shtechu is Bedavar. There are two proofs that this is not true. Chada the kol nishrova and shematara nishbam lamisham. And if it's a deraisa to Yeshua, it's only to patter yourself. So it's only when it's the other way around. The loiva is swearing that he is patter and he doesn't have to pay the rest. V'hi nishbas natas, and she's swearing that she wants to take. He's the loiva here. But oyed nishbam al kriyah shibikakoyes. Also aksuba is kriyah shibikakoyes because it has the ability to collect from karka, so that itself patters from Yeshua. Has his name Karkag, there's Kasa, there's no Shua. El Amarava midrabanan, it's Drabanan. Why did they make this din? The para die, because someone who pays up is usually more specific and careful to pay attention to how much it is. The Bifrola die, and the person who's getting paid isn't quite as medactic how much money they got. The Amarabanan Shua Allah. So therefore, the Rabbanan required her to swear, so that she should be careful and pay attention to what she's saying. What if she got Edim to testify that she actually only got paid up 100? Now, do we say that if he would have paid the rest, he would have gotten Edim for that too? Edim for that as well, and therefore, being that there aren't, so we assume she did not pay the rest. Maybe they were just punked through Edim the first time, but that doesn't mean that he has to always get Edim, and he did pay her up. Tashma. Call Nishbayim Shabbatayr Nishbayim Lamashaman. All those who swear in the Torah swear and don't pay. Ve'el Nishbayim Naitlam. But these are those who could swear and take, get paid up. Hasachir, is someone who was working and he claims that the owner didn't pay him, so he can swear and get paid. And Igzal, someone who claims that the other guy stole from him, he can swear and get paid. And Nechba, someone who came and claimed the other guy beat him up, he can swear and get paid. Veshineg, the Chashal Shwar, or if the other person doesn't have the ability to swear because he's a liar. Chemini Apokasei, or a Chemini that says, you didn't pay me for the food, and I have it written down over here that he didn't pay. And if someone is Pagim Star, but there's no Edim, then again you can get paid up the rest, but you have to swear. So it sounds like Shaloi Be'edim, and it's only when there's no Edim, but Be'edim, if the first part was Be'edim, he doesn't have to swear. So Gemara says, no, let me buy a Kamra, let me buy Be'edim, divided to Chashua. Of course, when there's Edim, you certainly have to swear because there's Edim. Abel Shaloi Be'edim, when there's no Edim, and she's being Maida, that to 100, that's like a Meshav Edim. You're just, you're when you're giving something out of the goodness of your heart, you didn't have to be made to anything. And if you wouldn't have been made to anything, you wouldn't have had to swear at all. And now that you're made to 100, you have to swear. Tishkol Shabbos Shua, maybe you shouldn't have to swear because of that reason that you're Meshav Vedu, that a Shav should testify to your veracity. Kumash Malan, that no, as long as she's made, she has to swear. Okay, so we're not pushing that shayla. Iboiluhu, hapagam ksuba sapachas pacha ismishava pruta. What if she was pagamas or ksuba and it was less than a shava pruta each time? Mao, mi amrini kibinika daka kuli hai, means that she's being so specific and it's less than a shava pruta and she's specifying exactly each payment. Kushtakam, she must be telling the truth and she doesn't have to swear. Adilme rumikam aramala, maybe she's doing that as a shtick to kind of trick us to thinking that she's telling the truth. Teku. Iboiluhu, pecheses ksuba sa mahu. What if she's a pecheses ksuba sa, which is that she doesn't say I got paid. He says I paid up 1,000. I paid you up the whole 1,000, and she says no, you didn't pay me anything. But happens to be Maksuba is not 1,000. Maksuba is only 500. So she's not being moited that she got paid, but she's being moited that the Maksuba itself wasn't as much as it was. It's written. So Miriam Hand Pagamas, we say it's the same thing as Pagamas. I don't know Pagamas might be Miktas. A Pagamas is some kind of a might be Miktas. How like a might be Miktas? She's not being moited at all. She's just saying that this is not what happened. So Tashma Pechesas Tifrash Le B'Shua, a Pechesas can pay, get paid without a Shua. Keta. Chayzik Subasa Elav Zuz, the Ksuba was 1,000. V'arma Allah, his Kabbalti Ksuba Sechi, told her you got it already. V'yemer Hasleli, his Kabbalti, I didn't get it. V'ein El Mana, but the whole thing is not true, because the whole thing is really only a Mana. Tifrash Le B'Shua, then she gets the rest without a Shua. For tomorrow, once you're made that the Shtar is wrong, and really only your own owed is 100, so B'may Gavi, how does she collect it all? B'hai Shtara? Hai Shtara Chas B'Almi, she just admitted that the Shtar is a lie. So Amar Ava, Braid Rabba, by Meres Hamana Haistali Beina Elvena. She says, no, the star is good. We wrote a proper star, but then I told him, I guaranteed him I will not collect the whole 1,000. So therefore, therefore the star is essentially good. She's just saying, I guaranteed I won't collect the whole 1,000. Okay, have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.